This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special capaccio for you, eh?
Yes. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio, no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like capaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a capaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. We've got something. The Bills are on the field. Today, I believe I read, maybe even from Sal, was the first day it was allowed of these practices for the offense to go against the defense. They've got a lot of rules.
That's right, yes.
There are a lot of rules. You can't have the offense go against the defense, apparently. But that was allowed today, I believe. Let's find out that and more from Sal Capaccio here on the West Her Hotline. Sal, what kind of day was it out there?
It was warm, and that was great because what we've had this weekend, it was not like that. So have a day like today, little cloud cover, perfect to go outside and kind of just watch football for a couple of hours. It was, to me, I just wrote about it at WGR550.com. From a football standpoint, it felt like a regular season practice. And maybe it's just because we haven't had anything in a while, but like, guys, they jumped right into it. They went right to 7-on-7 goal line situation. I should say goal to go situation. Ball's at the 7-yard line, I believe. They had plenty of that. Then had 11-on-11 period, had an 11-on-11 goal to go situation. So there was a lot of, it was competitive. It was spirited. And I just like how they just kind of jumped right in feet first.
So the big story, if there is a story here, is that James Cook is not there. I doubt you would consider that surprising, but what did you get, if much, out of what McDermott said about it or anyone else?
Not much. I mean, Sean McDermott said he'll be here when he's ready to be here, and they've stayed in contact with him. I don't think it's really anything has changed. The only thing that's changed is the date on the calendar and the fact that now they're in phase three, so we were all wondering, but I don't think anybody expected James Cook to be here, at least from our standpoint, from a media standpoint. You wonder if it would happen at some point, and maybe it does in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today is mandatory minicamp. Maybe things change then, but none of the messaging changed today. It's all very positive on James Cook, what they feel about James Cook, and hey, it's voluntary, and you know, like Sean McDermott said, he'll be here when he's here. He is notably the only person, he was the only person not in attendance out of a 90-man roster. That's excellent. That's great attendance for any team in the NFL, regardless of situation or circumstance. And I would say even because Josh Allen was there today, guys. I mean, a lot surrounding the fact that, you know, he has his wedding, I believe, coming up very soon. This weekend has been reported. It's not anything official or whatever, but I think people are expecting that. And a lot of people, me included, did not think Josh was going to be there today. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to be there tomorrow or Thursday, but we're not there with the media to be able to say if he is or not.
Yeah. You know, circling back to Cook, obviously it's not going to be optimal if he doesn't show up for the mandatory minicamp, but I said in our first hour today, Sal, that even that, considering where we are, I feel like I'm not going to get really worried about it until he's missing training camp. I feel like that's the spot where, or maybe he's there so he doesn't get fined, but it's a hold in. We haven't had one of those really. Oh, maybe Poyer did a little of that a couple of years ago. But either way, like that's where, to me, it gets serious. Recognizing that it is a mandatory thing in a couple of weeks here, and there will be fines, I'm not myself, as a fan, as an observer, as a critic, worried about whether James Cook is there for June football practice. But training camp is another matter to me.
Totally agree. And even the mandatory portion of it, as you said, it says mandatory, but how much is he missing other than something out of his wallet if he's not there, right? I mean, I think you'd love him to be there. Yes, it's mandatory. It's part of his job, and we all recognize that and know that, and he should be there. But if he's not, it doesn't mean that he's not going to learn something from the playbook, right? I mean, you have the same offensive coordinator, quarterback, offensive line, everything there. He could also do a hold-in at mandatory minicamp. He could show up.
Yeah.
I think that's actually what Jordan Poyer did a couple of years ago. It's been a while. I don't remember. But I think that might have been what he did. Mm. And then I think he actually was on the field the next day because he said he couldn't stand watching. And he's like, no, I can't. That's not me. I can't do this. I got to be out there with my guys.
Yeah.
So we could see something like that. All eyes will be on that and ears will be perked up for that. Now that we've kind of passed this benchmark, that is the next one. But you're right, Bulldog. I think even though, so let's play this out. Let's say you get to June 10th. There's no James Cook June 10th, 11th, or 12th. Because, he could be one day, make a statement, and the next day show up. But let's say he's not here at all. It's a story. NFL.com's writing about it. And ESPN.com is writing about it. We're talking about it. There's no doubt about that. But the real story then comes in July 23rd or 24th, whenever they're on the field for the first time at training camp.
I mean, this is only guessing, but my guess would be that if the Bills have made an offer to him, and it's even such that the way Brandon Bean was talking before the draft, where they were far enough apart that it really wasn't worth digging in on, that the next move from the Bills, if there is a next move, would come after the mandatory minicamp, after Cook skips it. Like that, if he doesn't need to come back for that other than the fines, for any other reason other than that. If he's serious about getting paid here, I don't think he's here in 2 weeks. But, then does that spur the Bills to make a better offer? And are they close enough where they can find a middle ground so that he's here by July? I mean, does that sound plausible at least?
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. I think the Bills are pretty dug in on what they feel his value is. It's possible things could move. But I think if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying in this scenario, if James Cook doesn't show up, maybe the Bills massage something and say, okay, well, let's come back to him with maybe upping the offer. I get the feeling the Bills are where they are. And you know what? If James Cook wants to play at whatever the Bills value him, and whether there's been an official offer or not, I'm not sure. I kind of get the sense that it could be, but maybe not. Maybe they just got to a place where they were talking, they know what the parameters are, and they're like, yeah, we're not going to insult him with an offer if that's what he thinks or feels. Mm-hmm. So let's just kind of wait on even doing that. So I just think the Bills have a value on him, and that's where they are right now. And I don't know if him showing up or not showing up will change that.
Yeah, I think I would lean toward what you said on this specific issue. Like, whether him not coming to mandatory minicamp prompts the Bills to budge at all, if that's not too clumsy a way to put it. Because I think once you get to the place they are, recognizing that they've done a great job of avoiding any of this kind of drama, really almost the entirety of the Bean and McDermott era here, I think they'd probably be expecting, well, once the negotiations didn't bear any fruit and they recognized they're far enough apart to not continue, then I think you're bracing for him to not show up for minicamp, and you shouldn't probably, in my opinion, react to that. Just let it be. Look, he's doing what he's got to do. We all understand it. I mean, we can rehearse the speech a million times. We've heard it from different coaches and GMs over the years. Coach the guys that are here and all that sort of stuff. I don't think I would expect the Bills to move there. Summer might be different, but even then, I don't know, Sal. I've thought all along that their end game here is let him test the market next year. It's not optimal because you don't know, how burned he'll feel by that, and does that impact him, the team, your chances this year? All of those are, situations you'd care to avoid if you can, but not at the expense of signing a guy to a contract you don't believe in.
I agree. And the way the Bills and most teams operate anyway, this isn't just unique to the Bills, but the way most teams operate, learning this, talking with people around the league for many years, is, you know, teams do their evaluations on their guys and say, okay, this is where we slot this guy. This is where we value. We got to do comparisons. Just no different than what you see a lot of people and content creators and people who do this, you know, on social media and all that. Okay, here's evaluation, what we have. And that's the value of the guy. And, you know, sure, there's always kind of room to move things around because you can have guaranteed money, you could have bonuses. There's all those kinds of things that happen. You know, but once you get to that point of, okay, this is where we value you, if you're talking several million dollars a year, which I'm guessing that could be the case here, you know, it's not like you're just all of a sudden saying, well, you know what, we better do this because it just, you know, we're afraid of what might happen. It's no, that this is what we value him, and we hold true to that specific value of how we did it. Now, if you get to training camp and he is there and he's disgruntled and he plays, he's still under contract, he's still playing, he could go through the season like that, you still have time at the end of the year. The team still holds, this is the important part to remember, the team still holds the cards here and the leverage when it comes to, they could put the transition tag on him, they could put the franchise tag on him if they want at the end of the year. They can still negotiate until the middle of March next year exclusively with James Cook. So I don't think the Bills are feeling any sort of, you know, shivering on how they have to approach it and have some sort of deadline right now. The deadline for them is probably March 15th next year, whenever, you know, free agency begins, to be quite honest with you.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. The Bills on the field today. Joey Bosa not on the field today, right, Sal? Yeah. What happened to him?
He was working out at the team facility and apparently suffered a calf injury. So he is going to be out for, as Sean McDermott said, the foreseeable, you know, spring in future, in the spring. He said foreseeable as a word, but it was like basically he said he's out for the rest of this period. And then he believes he should be able to go for training camp. But since it happened recently, they are still in the exploratory stages of exactly what the injury is. But usually McDermott doesn't say something like, we expect him back, if he's not pretty sure that's the case, right? He doesn't like to paint himself into a corner. So I'm guessing that is the case. That being said, it's concerning, right? I mean, like, you have this guy who's had an injury history here and he's getting a little bit older and, you know, they're not even on the field playing yet. And he suffered a soft tissue injury, a calf injury while working out. I mean, that's not ideal. And, you know, it's just, it's something that, it's going to be in the back of your heads now. Whether he comes back full throttle for training camp or not, it's something you probably are keep thinking about.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, all the same cracks that were made when he signed here originally, I was seeing some of, you know, bubble wrap till January. There's probably a lot of merit to that. I mean, we're not even out of May, and we're already missing the rest of spring here. So, you know, not what you'd call the best start to the thing here, I guess, for a guy with his history.
Right.
No question about that.
Well, you know, the Bills went out and addressed the defensive line in several ways this offseason. But let's remember, obviously, as you guys know, there are two major free agent signings, Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, three now, counting Bosa, I mean the other two. Mm-hmm. Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi are not able to play the first 6 weeks. And all of a sudden, you have Joey Bosa hanging up in the air if he's going to be ready for training camp. I mean, that's it. The only other free agent they signed was Casey Rogers, who's like a journeyman, been in the league. That's it. Guy that nobody really knows. So, you know, you don't give him much of a shot to make the team. Other than though, but that's been there. That was the spot they really invested most of their resources in this offseason, with this particular position. And all those resources they invested in the offseason from, you know, before the draft, None of them are able to play right now, as far as two guys for 6 weeks when the regular season starts and one guy right now until at least training camp.
Sal, did I hear that you spent some time with Elijah Moore today?
I did. And yeah, I'll share more on that and write a little bit about it later and tomorrow and later this week. But he was really engaging and interesting. And, you know, I think he's very also self-aware. You know, he talked a little bit about being in the right situation, you know, how much that's got to matter. I told him, hey, you know, there were people really on you on the draft. I said, I work in radio, our radio station. A lot of us really wanted the Bills to draft you when you came out, right? And he basically was like, I know, like, I would have loved to come here, but I can't choose where I go, right? And he kind of laughed. And he talked about, you know, you got to put these things delicately. I'm not going to trash the Jets or the Browns to him when I talk to him. But I said, honestly, like, you've been to places where they haven't had a lot of team success, but here it is different. You know, what is the difference? And, you know, he just talked about the approach every day and seeing what it takes to play at a place like this and how, okay, now his eyes are kind of open to where he was versus where he is and the opportunity and how that all has to present itself. And then you have to take advantage of it. And I was honest and asked him, hey, you could have stayed in Cleveland for more money, basically, but you're betting on yourself to make more money eventually in Buffalo. He said, yeah, he said, because I know what I can do, and I'm planning on doing it here, basically.
Well, that is certainly a piece that I feel like the timing of it, even, I'm glad it came up today that he's here, because it was not in the main thrust of free agency, and it's an easy thing to sort of like blow past with all the hoopla about receiver. I mean, it probably in a certain way is also hard to forget, but just it's a good reminder. Like, that's a guy that maybe, you know, it's one of these. It's more of a shot than, say, like a Claypool was last year, because Elijah Moore has not been like out of the league yet. And, you know, journeyman, he's been a couple places. Maybe he can find a home, because there has always been a pretty intriguing skill set there, I think.
And can I tell you this, guys? I thought he had a really good day today. Now, of course, everything's in context, right? It's hard to parse these things. We're at OTAs. They're not hitting each other. You know, you're not really trying to tackle a guy, take him to the ground, or you gotta be cognizant of all this. But I will tell you, like, Josh Allen hooked up with Elijah Moore on a couple of nice plays down the field today. And, you know, that's just something that you see that and you're like, okay, like, what is there? Can that translate? Can that move on as you go more into the offseason, then training camp, and then into the regular season? But I really liked his day today. I thought that he looked good catching the ball. I thought that Josh and him had some chemistry, so that was nice to see, obviously.
How about what McDermott had to say about Keon Coleman? I think in a certain way, given the stance Bean has taken on the build of his wide receiver room, there's plenty of focus. I think there'll be a lot of conversation about Coleman and what's happening there this year. And you got to be encouraged hearing McDermott talk about the apparent work that Coleman put in prior to now.
Yeah, he said when he came back in, he was in really good shape. You could tell that he's been working. And all the things that we kind of talked about and they talked about and we subsequently talked about, you know, at the end of the season with Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid. And he used the word proud, you know, that he's really proud of what he's been doing. And, you know, that's got to translate now onto the field and continue on. And look, we're not talking about a player here who in his first year was a bust. I don't think anybody would say that. I hope nobody would. I wouldn't. But you are talking about a player here who was on a really good trajectory and started to really show some flashes. And then once he had the injury and you didn't see him for four or five weeks, he came back, and that's when it just didn't go well for him. And that's what the talk has been. Can he get back to where he was right before the injury and playing at that sustained level and maintaining that consistency? And in order to do that, it's about understanding the grind of a season. It's about getting your body and your mind in the right spot to deal with those bumps and bruises. And I think after what Sean McDermott said today, that was really encouraging. And then you go out on the field, and I just posted some video. I have it at our website on my story, but also on my X feed. And there's quite a few clips I have of Coleman catching the ball and running some routes. And again, it's nothing, you know, earth-shattering looking at him and doing it, but, you know, you can get a sense and just watch him out there. So I really liked what Sean McDermott said about him today.
I wouldn't say bust. I'm trying to think of a scenario where I would ever say it about a guy after one season.
Right.
Because no matter what the season was, you're going to get, I mean, the team's already invested, Elam, you're going to get the obligatory, you know, he's young. Some, not everybody's learning curve, growth curve is the same. So there's all of that. And he also was not a first round pick. So the farther you go in the draft, obviously, the less bust is even really the word for a guy that doesn't make it. But it is 29 catches for a guy that, you know, went to a Josh Allen team, the big play potential, all of it. 19 yards per catch shouldn't be ignored. But it's 29 catches, and the Bills are going to want to, you know, about double that number, I would think.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, there's only one football, right? Everybody eats, one football to go around. You'd love to double that. You'd also love to see Dalton Kincaid's, you know, his targets uptick. And then you bring in Josh Palmer, and then you have Elijah Moore we're talking about. So it's tough, right? It's tough to have everybody have that happen too, but I think you got to make the most of your opportunities. For me, it wasn't the volume for Keon Coleman, Mike. It was, I think when he came back, he just didn't make the most of his opportunities, or maybe they didn't go as well, right? When there were times where he was targeted. Like, look at the attempt, or I should say the target to catch rate, you know, as the season went on. It wasn't great all year, but it really just kind of was nothing towards the end of the year and into the playoffs, or just were times that Seattle game. You know, he goes up on Tariq Woolen and makes that play, right? He has a I think a nice Miami game before the injury, if I remember right. And then just like comes back from injury, and it's like seemed like whenever the ball was thrown to him, there just was not a play to be made. That's what has to change, I think.
After Seattle, he gets hurt maybe against the Dolphins.
Right.
Yes.
So after Seattle, he plays 8 games, including the playoffs, and he had more than one catch in 2. And that includes New England, where, mm-hmm. you know, it was Mike White throwing him passes. Didn't the game end kind of on a series of passes to Keon Coleman in that 2 catches on 10 targets? Might not want to blame Coleman for that. That's that line. But right. in the playoffs, right. 8 targets, 3 catches for a total of 22 yards. There's right. not an impact there. So I think we've said it all on him, right? I mean, it's just you just got to yeah. hope and work at getting to a higher yeah. level.
Sal, before we let you go, you also, and anybody that was out there watching and has seen your social media feed, would have experienced Tre'Davious White back on the field
yeah.
With the Bills. And what were your observations on him?
Yeah, the two like things that kind of stood out to me from today, one was Tre'Davious White, and he, to me, was... Just seeing him back, number 27, right? Just like, okay, yep. there's Tre'Davious White again. And I'm honestly, guys, like, I know that it's fresh. It's the offseason. I mean, he's only 30 years old, so it's not like he's super old. But, you know, when you're a little bit older and it's fresh in the offseason, you might look a little more refreshed. But we know Tre'Davious is a hard worker. But, man, the quick feet. Like, you watch the quick feet that he's always had those feet. And the start and the stop. It was really good. I really liked the way he looked today. He played a lot. He was on the field a lot today. And, you know... You guys know like the way this works. I can't report all these specifics, right? But I can tell you like he was in all situations and he made plays. He also got beat. Like Elijah Moore beat him on a play. But that's gonna happen in these situations. I just really liked seeing him out there. I liked what I saw from how he kind of just reacted to everything. When he got beat one time by Elijah Moore, like he was really hard on himself. Like, man, I should have made that play. Didn't stay with him, right? But again, these are things are going to happen as the course of practice and games. But he also was really involved in making a couple plays, which was really nice to see. So I love that from Tre'Davious White. So let's see if that can keep going. The other thing, guys, is Vince Carter was out there today. Mm. Bills, you know, one of the Bills' new minority investor/owners. And we spoke to him for 10 minutes. And I'm going to say, I think Zach has posted it on the On Demand at WGR550.com and the Odyssey app. I think it's 10 minutes worth anybody's time to listen to Vince Carter. It was just really, really good to hear from this guy. He's just so good and so on point for this unbelievable player who played so long till he was 43 years old in the NBA, Hall of Famer. He one of the greatest players, you know, ever. One of, you know, I guess all whatever teams and stuff. And to hear him talk about what he sees when he watches Josh Allen and Deion Dawkins, what he witnesses when he walks into the Bills at One Bills Drive. And I just thought it was really interesting and honest, and it was awesome. So I just recommend that for anybody.
Very good. Thanks, Al.
You got it, guys.
That's our Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Lines open for your calls. James Cook not here. Other Bills topics, 803-0550. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will be back after the update. This is WGR.
It is concerning, you know, durability, availability are key ties to our roster. And so we basically look ahead in terms of what he's doing now, which is getting himself the treatment that he needs, and he's working hard at it. And that's all that he can control right now. And, you know, we get him back when we get him back, probably at this point, training camp. So, you know, we're going to do the best job we can. And I know he is as well. And just take it one day at a time.
Sean McDermott on Joey Bosa, calf injury. With Sal, we talked it out with him. Like, McDermott there, and according to Sal, seemed pretty sure that Bosa would be available to them at training camp. I hope I'm not misstating that. If so, I mean, what? He's got a calf strain and he'll be out 2 months. And that should be plenty of time to get right.
That's how I heard it.
Anything more serious, McDermott might have sounded and
more,
you know,
worried
said
about
different.
It. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, like a tear or something that could.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats.
Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Keep you out.
Right.
I don't know about for the year, but that would be obviously a more serious injury. So I was only mostly kidding when they signed Bosa to just not touch him until November. I mean, you mentioned today, like you've seen some of that again today. And, you know, here's why. And you get him back for training camp and then you ramp up. I can't know that he'll get hurt.
Right. But history is not kind.
I just wonder if the Bills would ever get to a point, or maybe they have already in ways that we haven't really realized because it's not so much in the public, but where you would really just, okay, the playoffs are it, and we're just going to tiptoe through the season with you. Joey Bosa is not going to be the difference between this team making the playoffs and not. I think we would all say that. So,
If any way it comes down to that, something else has gone drastically wrong.
You could make an argument that because of one play or a number of plays, he ends up being the difference, or anybody ends up being the difference between the one seed and not. That doesn't all just have to be about Josh Allen. You know, you have you can make that point. But getting in the playoffs, you want the higher seed, sure. But it's all about that. And I wonder if they'll ever get to a point with this player or any player where they would basically, whether they're winking at you or even coming out with it, they'd probably want to be careful if doing that, where this would happen. I don't follow it closely enough to be able to give you like details, but I follow it this closely. The Dodgers are so good that whenever there's a pitcher gets hurt or there's an injury, and it happens a lot actually with the Dodgers, and they are so deep that they just have someone else, and it doesn't seem to faze them. But the assumption people make is that, or maybe, again, I don't follow it that closely, maybe the Dodgers even say it. The assumption people make is that they will go really slow with the injury because they will be in the playoffs. No team, I believe, in the history of baseball, since odds, have had better odds to make the postseason than they. So, all right, you got a calf strain. Just go hang out.
Yeah.
And we'll, you know, see you when we need you. And when's that? October. And for the Bills, that's January. So it's a different sport. It's a shorter season. There'd be more randomness.
Way fewer games. Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of reasons that it's different, but.
And it's the kind of thing that football coaches would hate.
Right.
Like they would be offended by the idea that anybody would.
Yeah. Why? If anyone out there is saying, well, why? Well, because of the other people on the team who are all going to put the work in and be counted on week in and week out. And you're sort of, team sports in general, but I think in particular football, maybe more so than the others, is about being one of the 53, right? Do your job, 1/11th, all that sort of stuff. And creating a scenario where you have, for your benefit, sure, artificially made a construct where I'm not going to ask this guy to pay the price everyone else is paying. He outranks you, he matters more, and therefore his health in January is at a premium and yours is not. That is not a message any football team wants to send to the masses, to the locker room. I'd love to know how, if ever, how much that sort of thing has already happened under our noses and we just don't know because it's not something they would ever put on a billboard.
Well, right. I mean, I don't even think, for me, it's not as much the message to the rest of the team because you couldn't defend it. You know, he's important, right? So I think you can defend it. I don't think you would love that message, you know, delivering that message, but I think it's makeable. I think it's sort of against everything to have a healthy player not play because you are saving him for the playoffs, which means you are taking the playoffs for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think coaches, maybe in all sports, would just be loath to settle for that. But I think the Dodgers kind of do it because, you know, it's probably smart. And it might be smart for the Bills to do this with Bosa. I mean, you're talking about a part-time player anyway. Whether he's...
Yeah, he's a rotational guy. What are you hoping for? 50% of the snaps?
I mean, that would be
going
a
in?
Lot.
Yeah, that would be high. But maybe that's your ceiling. That's what you sign him hoping he'll be able to do for you. So, it's not like it's, we're not going to have a guy to put there or even a good guy to put there if he's not around. Because somebody else is going to play those other 50% of the snaps or even more than that. I'm just pulling 50% out, whatever. I don't need, if he's good at that, there's got to be a balance. Like, I don't want to overdo it. I do want longevity, at least, i.e., as this season, as it pertains to this season, I want you to get to the finish line and obviously have an impact when it really matters the most. And when is that? That's getting a stop in January. That's a strip sack of Mahomes when he's driving to a go-ahead field goal on you or whatever it is. It's some big play. You know, it's Von Miller all over again, the closer. Like, that's why you're taking a flyer on Bosa, I think, is to get those plays. I'm not going to worry too much about him defending the run. Not that that even came up, but just, I don't know, dropped it in for no reason.
Well, okay.
The longer we sit here silently, it emphasizes
sorry.
I didn't need to say that. I'm the one who did it. No,
the Bandits have announced that their championship rally will be Friday at 5.
What a perfect idea that is. I hope it's nice out on Friday. The weather looks a little sketchy this week, but still, Friday at 5. Good timing. You don't need this 11 a.m. on a Wednesday business.
These parades?
Yeah.
Yeah, NFL parades, Super Bowl parades always seem to be like on a weekday morning.
Right.
This is better. 5 to 6:30 at Alumni Plaza. Free and open to all fans. Player arrivals at 5:15. The Bandits won their third straight NLL title on Saturday afternoon, beating Saskatchewan 15-6. They become the first NLL franchise to win 7 titles. And, I mean, how much better can it get for them? 3 in a row and 5 finals in a row, isn't it?
Yes.
2 losses and then 3 wins. I listened to most of the game. I was away with my son, who had his own lacrosse to play, and followed the game on WGR. And I was kind of blown away. They did the same thing last year or the year before where they just ran away with the final.
Yeah, I got in at 7-6. All right, so early second half, I'm 7-6, like, oh boy, this is going to be really tense. And then it just became like 51-3. Like, it's just like eight straight goals and just bam, bam, bam. And like, oh, I think they're comfortable. Oh, I think they're cruising. Oh, I think this is over. It's a pretty good way to spend a half of lacrosse, or, about anyway. I mean, they didn't pull away immediately, but yeah, I mean, they just had the thing in a headlock.
So congrats to them and their fans who are so loyal. We'll take a break, 803-0550 to reach us. James Cook not with the Bills today. What about it? We'll talk plenty more about that as we go through the 5 o'clock hour. Paul Hamilton will join us at 6 to talk about the NHL playoffs, the Amerks exit. Also, Tage Thompson, the golden goal for Team USA at the Worlds. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. Welcome back. It is voluntary minicamp season. No James Cook at Bills practice. 803-0550 if you want to talk about that with us. We will be talking about it. No DK Metcalf at Steelers practice. I think it was Will Graves who's been on with us tweeting how he wasn't there, but Mason Rudolph and Pat Freiermuth basically both vouched for him, that they've seen him at the facility a lot.
Okay.
Still? New team?
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a good reason. Maybe it's just voluntary, so I'm a star and I'm not coming. It doesn't have to be like that.
No, right. There could be, life, something. Who knows? It's just one day. I mean, I don't know if this is a storyline that they're expecting to extend. Maybe it will. But, yeah, I wouldn't be worried about that.
If that were my team, I'd be ticked, but I'd be afraid to admit it. Like, I honestly would just be,
almost solely because he's new?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Here I am. I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I can't seemingly ever get to a point, this is going to be like a dramatic overreaction, where I don't have a wide receiver that I have to worry about, like, this their mental state. And so I had George Pickens, and he was kind of good, but he was always in the news for whether he wanted to run his routes and just different things about him that made you ask these questions. They got Metcalf first, but they get rid of Pickens. Again, who's good? They get rid of Pickens and bring in DK Metcalf, and now it's voluntary time. And
he's not there, right?
Can I ever just have it normal?
Yeah.
And also, Kirk Cousins, not at Falcons, voluntary. He's a backup. Now, lots of trade speculation always with Kirk Cousins. Hasn't happened yet, but if it does, I could see why you wouldn't want him, on the field.
I don't think either party would want him on the field in that case. Like, if I'm him, I want to protect myself and my health for a new team where I'm going to have an opportunity to probably start. And if I'm the Falcons and I'm going to try to facilitate that trade, regardless of what I think I'm getting back, I want him healthy. I need him healthy to complete the transaction and get that off the books.
Right.
So that makes a lot of sense.
And an Achilles injury, not that you can really be this fine a point on it, but he's had a torn Achilles. They say people with that injury are likelier to have it a second time.
So just take it easy.
Than right. People who've never had it. It's Aaron Rodgers, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just hanging out somewhere.
Right. How aren't the Steelers going to trade for Kirk Cousins? Is it Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph? Or is there, are they going to go through the depth charts?
I think it's Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph. Talking to Andrew the other day, that they want him and they're willing to let him take his time, it seems.
And if they don't get him, they're fine going that route instead of trying to get what might be the next best guy.
I guess. Former Steelers playoff starting quarterback Mason Rudolph in their game against the Bills a couple of years ago. Also, one more that I saw, Travis Etienne, not in with Jacksonville. Sneaky Joe put a tweet out about if the Bills wanted to trade James Cook. He mentioned DeAndre Swift and the Bears. That's a player on ADP chasing today, by the way. We talked about at length DeAndre Swift. Trying to figure out what, I mean, it's the guessing time of the year where you have a couple of quotes from the coach, you have their actions, but then nothing else. It's all we've got. DeAndre Swift was with the Lions before he went to Philadelphia after that, and this new Bears coach, Ben Johnson. A lot of the discourse on Swift for years has been about whether his coaches like him. Deuce Staley was the running backs coach who maybe wasn't a fan of DeAndre Swift. And the knock on him, one knock on him is he's trying to make everything a home run. He's always just trying to bounce everything outside.
Just doesn't take the 7 yards when it's there.
Doesn't take the hard yards. So what are the Bears planning to do? The Bears did not draft one of the many promising rookie prospects, running backs in the draft. Reportedly, they wanted to. There was the talk about where New England drafted in the second round, the Chicago, they end up making the trade with the Bills. The Bears do at one point. They had the two early seconds, one on Luther Burden, and then one ended up being TJ Sanders after the Bills trade.
Okay.
But it never happened. So what does it likely tell you the Bears are going to do with Swift, or that they're what they're thinking? There's nobody new. And maybe this coach didn't hate him. He didn't replace him. He didn't do anything to move Swift, at least not yet. So maybe that is something that Joe had in mind when he brought up that idea. Swift is more money than Cook, but not as good, probably. I'm not sure there's a big difference. I'm not sure the difference matters much either. Mm-hmm. Also, the guys this morning talk about Swift like he is known to not be a good pass blocker, but PFF has said different in his career.
Okay.
So I don't know what to do with that. But is a trade, what odds would you put on? What percent chance would you put on a Cook trade? Less than 10?
Yeah, not much at all. Certainly not.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Before we get to, like, August. I don't think they
right.
I think they're standing where they're standing, and they're comfortable where they're standing, which is we have a value. The only hammer the player has is his services, and even that comes with the caveat of you're really standing still in your career. You don't come in, it costs you money, and you don't, you know, a year doesn't toll off your existence in the league. Like, you're still ours. So your move, kid. Like, it's a tough spot for the player. The reason these things can be as acrimonious as they sometimes are, because the player really, even the power they have, which is the service, comes with a detractor, a negative from their end, that it's just hard to win that fight. So I think the Bills should stand where they're standing and take whatever hits come, you know, emotional, morale type stuff from the player or even the team if they're bothered by it, and just expect that when it comes to it, he'll be there and he'll do what he can to try to get a big contract probably somewhere else.
Talk some more about this. 803-0550 if you'd like to get in on the conversation. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back after sports. This is WGR.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.